You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for today's men's college basketball game. The Dort College defenders coming off a 9-point loss to the Concordia Bulldogs last night. Mount Marty Lancers had been off since pushing Hastings on Wednesday night, but coming up short. Here's your starting lineup, first of all, for the visitors from Mount Marty. And their head coach, Andrew Baker. They will start number two, Hunter Martin, a 6-foot sophomore from Ainsworth, Nebraska, averaging 6.4 points per game. O.J. Falk is a 6-foot junior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 13.6 points per game. Number 10 is Zach Tellers, a 5'9 senior from Lakewood, Colorado, averaging 7.4 points per outing. Patrick Saganovich is a 6'6 senior from Otawade, Australia, averaging 10.6 points per game. And number 42 is Drew Chesky, a 6'6 sophomore from Ellsworth, Minnesota, averaging 13.2 points per game. For the Dort College defenders, they will start number one, Andrew O'Donnell, a 6'3 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 8.6 points per game. Alec Henriksen is a 6'2 sophomore from Spear Lake, averaging 13.8 points per outing. Marcus Winterfeld is a 6'5 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 9.1 points per game. Chad Barkham is a 6'5 freshman from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He will come off of the bench today. He had been in the starting lineup, but Dalton Franken will be starting today. 6'5 junior from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging 18.4 points per outing. And Taylor Feenster rounds out the starting five for the defenders. He's a 6'7 junior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 7.9 points per game. The Lancer men are led by Fox, 13.3 points per game. He's made 42 of 98 three-point attempts for a 43.8% success rate. Lancers are averaging 78 points per game. They allow 92 points per game. They're making 43% of their field goals and allow 49.3% success for opponents. The defender men were 9-9 entering play last night. They are now 9-10 and 0-7 in the GPAC. Still looking for that elusive first Great Plains Athletic Conference victory. Dort College is averaging nearly 90 points per ball game. They're at 89.5. They're giving up 81.2. They out-rebound teams 41.8 to 34.5. They're converting 47.4% of their field goals while allowing 45.4% success. Dalton Franken leads the team with an 18.4 points per game average. Alec Henriksen is 13.8. And those are the only two double-figure scorers in the Dort College rotation at the moment. The Mount Marty men lost to Hastings 87-75 Wednesday night. They trailed 35-29 at half. Drew Chesky scored 23 in the loss. Thawk added 17. The defender men lost to Concordia last night. Despite having five players in double figures, they lose an 80-91 decision. We are set for basketball. Dort College in their home whites, black numerals, and the black-trimmed Dort College across the front of the jersey. Mount Marty in their road blues, the light blue they have elected to go with. They had gone with navy for several seasons. They go with a lighter shade of blue, and the Dort College defenders control the opening tap. Pass goes down low to Feenstra. Feenstra outside to Winterfeld. Winterfeld back to Feenstra. Feenstra up and down, two-point basket good, and Taylor Feenstra will go to the free-throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Feenstra, 7.9 points per game average. He's a 6'7 junior from Hull. He's knocking down 77% of his free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, proud to support the Dort College defenders and their athletic programs. Free throw by Feenstra is up and good, and the Dort College defenders start off with a 3-0 lead. 3-0 the score, just underway. Less than 20 seconds gone in this one. Pass comes right side over to Thawk. Thawk with the basketball guarded there by O'Donnell. Pass comes right side. This is Saganovich. Saganovich comes back over to Martin. Martin with the basketball back to Saganovich. Saganovich puts it up over the top of Winterfeld. His two-point basket is good. Saganovich averaging 10.6 points per game. The defenders down one, a lead by one, I should say, 3-2. Pass comes left side. They go down low to Feenstra again. Feenstra with the basketball comes back over to the Dort College defenders, Marcus Winterfeld. Winterfeld underneath Feenstra, 13 to shoot. Thrown over to Henriksen. Henriksen, 10 to shoot. Finds Franken. Franken, O'Donnell. O'Donnell scoops it up. Shot hangs on the rim. Won't go through. Rebound tapped out, and coming away with it is Mount Marty. Falk off and running with the basketball. He passes off left side, gets the return pass. Three from the corner, no good. And the rebound is taken away by the Dort College defenders. Henriksen left side, Franken. Franken too strong with a 17-footer from the left wing. And the rebound is cleared by Falk. O.J. Falk quickly into the front court with the basketball is Martin. Martin with the ball. Martin gives it up to Saganovich. Saganovich with it. Saganovich to Tellers. Tellers with it. Tellers comes back right side to Saganovich. Saganovich with the basketball. Saganovich with it on the left elbow. Picks up his dribble. Passes it off to Martin. Martin's shot is good, and he's fouled on the play by Dort College's Dalton Franken. Franken whistled for his first personal foul. Martin will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. So a free throw on the way for Hunter Martin. He's a 92% free throw shooter. Hasn't shot a lot of them this season, 11 of 12. Today's broadcast made possible by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Martin makes the free throw while Marty leads it 5-3. 5-3 our score. Pass goes down low to Feenstra. Feenstra gives it up to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, two-point basket, good, and Dort College ties it at 5-5. 5-5 our score. This Mount Marty team has been scoring more as of late, or I should say for the season. They've been giving up points, though, too. Teams are averaging 92 points per ballgame against them. Henriksen with a rebound. Henriksen loses it, picks it back up. It's a foot race the other way. Layup by Henriksen is good. Henriksen with a drive to the other end. Lays it up with the right hand. Here comes Mount Marty. Lancer basketball. This is Martin. Martin to Saganovich. Saganovich goes high post. Right side to Chesky. Chesky with the basketball. Saganovich. Saganovich left side. This is Martin. Martin with it on the wing. Martin's going to drive into the lane. Stops. Working against Franken. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called against Drew Chesky. Chesky whistled for the foul on the rebound attempt. 7-5. Dort College in front by two. Dort College with the basketball. So the foul call on the rebound. Dort College will have the basketball. O'Donnell will bring it up. O'Donnell walking it across the timeline. Gives it up to Henriksen. Henriksen to Franken. Franken working against Thock. Puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Mount Marty basketball. Thock to throw it in. Thock has it on the left side. Our officials today, Jeremy Grady, Lucas Pearson, and Kevin Cook. Left side pass for the basketball is Tellers. Tellers goes right side. This is Martin. Martin gives it up to Saganovich. Saganovich with it. Saganovich passes it back over to Martin. 10 to shoot. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound cleared by Winterfeld on the weak side. Pass comes right side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Pass goes down low to Feenstra. Feenstra, hook shot in the lane, is good. Taylor Feenstra with 5 points, and the Dort College defenders lead 9-5. 9-5 our score, O.J. Thock. Thock passes left side to Shea Block. Shea Block to Saganovich. Saganovich, three, left wing, good. Patrick Saganovich, the senior from Australia, draws, and the team back to within one at 9-8. 9-8 our score. Pass comes right side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped out by Franken. Coming away with the basketball is O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up Franken. Franken, Feenstra. Feenstra facing up, 12 feet from the basket on the left baseline. Feenstra in traffic. His shot is good. Taylor Feenstra with 7 points. Dort College leads 11-8. 11-8 our score. Thock in traffic. His short shot in the lane is good. O.J. Thock with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 11-10. 11-10 our score. Left side pass, Franken. Franken gives it up Feenstra. They bring the double team. Feenstra looking. Passes it over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, O'Donnell. O'Donnell looks into the base, into the block. Nothing there. Now O'Donnell has it on the right wing. Back to Henriksen. Henriksen, O'Donnell. O'Donnell sets up. Wide open three. Good. Andrew O'Donnell with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders lead 14-10. 14:51 remaining here in the first half. And we've got a hook called against the Mount Marty Lancers and Shea Block. Block whistled for the personal foul. And that is foul number three against Lancers. Foul number one on Block. Bringing the basketball up will be O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the ball. O'Donnell left side, Barkema. Barkema gives it up, Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen to Barkema. Barkema with it on the right wing. Barkema comes back into the corner. Pass goes left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three-pointer, good. Another three for Andrew. He's got six, and the Dort College lead is 17-10. 17-10, our score, Thock. Thock passes down on the baseline, working it back, right wing. This is Shoemaker. Shoemaker comes back over to Denig, and Denig turns it over. It'll be Dort College basketball after the turnover by the Lancers. Timeout on the floor, charge to Mount Marty. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Joe's TV and Appliance Service, you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. Located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra at Sioux Center, 722-0101. And by Point Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. Dort College basketball up seven. Pass right side over to Barkema. Barkema with it on the wing. Barkema picks up his dribble. Passes left side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, kick out pass, Henriksen. Henriksen, three, good. Alec Henriksen with 5 points, and the Dort College lead is 20-10. 20-10 our score. Lancers have the basketball. They pass high post with the ball. It's Shea Block. Shea Block comes back over to Shoemaker. Shoemaker back to Block. Block, deep left corner. Block with the basketball. Block gives it up, back over to Shoemaker. Shoemaker driving in is Saganovich. Saganovich throws it up with the right hand, good. 7 points for Saganovich, and the Dort College lead is 20-12. O'Donnell into the front court, passes right side, Henriksen. Henriksen with it, deep right wing. Henriksen back over to Terpstra. Terpstra goes left side. They look for Van Langen, and the ball is tipped away by Block. Block comes away with the basketball. Block with the basketball to Thock. Thock into the front court. Up front with the basketball is Shoemaker. Shoemaker to Denig, and Denig is fouled on the play by Terpstra. Alex Terpstra whistled for the personal foul. 20-12 the score. 12:53 remaining, first half. And inbounding the basketball will be Mount Marty's Zane Shoemaker. Pass to Denig. Denig to Terpstra to Thock. Thock off-balance shot. Throws it up on the rim. No good. And the rebound taken away by the defenders. O'Donnell. O'Donnell trying to lead Henriksen and throws it a little too much in front of him. Henriksen can't track it down. Ball goes out of bounds. It will be Mount Marty basketball after the turnover. Well, not a bad-sized crowd on hand, but it will be good to have the students back on campus next Saturday when the defenders host Hastings. Lancers have the basketball. Shoemaker. Shoemaker to Thock. Thock throws in a rainbow three from long range. He's got five, and the defender 10-point lead has been cut in half, 20-15. Left side pass goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with a pair of threes. They dump it down low for Van Langen, and Van Langen travels with it. And Josh not having a great rotation this time, and he's going to check out of the ballgame. Franken's going to check in, I believe. Barkema and Van Langen will check out of the ballgame. And I said that to someone else yesterday, in fact, after the game last night. With a youthful group, there are going to be games where you think, oh, they're getting it, and then you're going to feel like they might take a half step backwards. Sometimes you might even see that over the course of one game or a couple possessions you think, yep, they're really adapting to the college game, and then other possessions where you realize that they are still learning a lot. It's a big jump. Mount Marty throws it away. That's Denig. Denig trying to fire it to a post player on the pick and roll, Shea Block, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be North College basketball. Henriksen with it against Thauk. And Thauk is fouled on the play. O.J. Thauk whistled for the personal. And for O.J. Thauk, that's foul number one. 20-15 our score. Pass comes right side. This is Winterfeld. Winterfeld to O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up Feenstra. Feenstra double teamed. Over to O'Donnell. They swing it right side. Henriksen, long three, good. Alec Henriksen with 8 points, and the defender lead is 8, 23-15. 23-15 our score. Thauk driving in, lost it. And a travel violation called against Thauk, and North College will get the basketball back. Throwing the ball in will be Marcus Winterfeld. 23-15, Dort College in front, 11-12 remaining here in this first half. Walking the ball up is Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it in between the circles. O'Donnell passes left side to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Henriksen. Henriksen catches, fires his three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound taken down by Franken, and Franken is fouled on the play. Dalton will go to the free throw line. He will shoot two free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Beninglin Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Also made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. They're on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Ryan Grunewig is a broker. Franken makes both free throws, and the defenders score on two straight possessions to retake a 10-point lead after seeing a 10-point lead whittled down to 5. With the basketball left side, they pass it to Saganovich. Saganovich driving in. Nothing there. Comes back. Three on the way, partially blocked, but Saganovich comes away with it, and Saganovich is fouled on the play by Henriksen. Alec picks up his first personal. Saganovich gets the gift as he rebounds the blocked shot. That was well short of the hoop, and he gets the easy basket to go. He's got 9 points already and is shooting for 10 right here. Dort College leading 25-17. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Saganovich, an 81% free throw shooter, knocks that one down, and the defender lead is 25-18. Right side pass comes over to Franken. Franken to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Henriksen. Henriksen left side. O'Donnell. O'Donnell's pass deflected, and it's picked up by Mount Marty. Mount Marty driving the other way. Saganovich. Saganovich layup good, and just like that, it's a 5-point game. 25-20. Into the front court is Henriksen. Henriksen with it out front. Now to O'Donnell. O'Donnell driving in, and a foul on the play called against Jalen Hurley. Hurley whistled for the personal. The 6'5 junior from Parkston, South Dakota, gets whistled for the personal foul. O.J. Thauk will check into the ballgame. Hurley will check out. And throwing the ball in right side will be Marcus Winterfeld. Into the corner, Franken. Franken buries a three-pointer. Dalton Franken with 5 first-half points. Dort College leads 28-20. 9:49 remaining. Ball's deflected out. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College gets it back in front of the Dort College bench. Throwing it in will be Winterfeld. Winterfeld throws it in to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up to Feenstra. Feenstra drops it off for Franken. Franken baseline jumper from 15. Left side, no good. Rebound cleared. Coming up with it is Martin. Martin feeds it off. And the basket is good for Thauk. Thauk with seven. O.J. Thauk and Saganovich doing the bulk of the damage for Mount Marty thus far. 12 and 7 respectively. 19 of the 22 points for the Lancers. Dort College is in the bonus as Andrew O'Donnell is fouled on the other end. Andrew O'Donnell will go to the free throw line. He's got 6 points already. 9:20 left to play here in this first half. Lancers trailing Dort College 28-22, pending a couple of free throws for O'Donnell. O'Donnell, a 78% free throw shooter. Misses the first one. He's got another one on the way. So a six-point advantage for Dort College. This one's up, and this one's good. O'Donnell makes one of two. He's got seven. And that's the lead for Dort College right now, a seven-point lead. Dort College, Barkamont, and Van Langen both check in. Mount Marty basketball. Hunter Martin with it. Guarded there by Barkamont. Martin with it. Martin back over to Thauk. Thauk dumps it off. And the easy basket for the Lancers. Two-point bucket for Mount Marty's Trent Wilson. Wilson knocking down the easy shot on the penetration and the drop-off. 29-24, Dort College leading. Three-pointer from the corner, Dalton Franken, and Dalton Franken extends the lead to 31-24 for Dort College. They've got a hold called against Dort College's Chad Barkema. Barkema whistled for the personal. Hunter Martin. Hunter Martin will inbound the basketball after he got fouled on the drive. Martin throws it up. Gets it to Trent Wilson. And now we've got an illegal screen called on Trent Wilson, I believe. So Trent Wilson whistled for the personal foul. And the Dort College defenders with a 32-24 lead have the basketball. Leading by eight, they've led by as many as 10 this afternoon. Pass goes to Barkema. Barkema down to the baseline. Barkema caught in traffic. Kicks it out. It's deflected out. Winterfeld, three, no good. And the rebound is taken away by O.J. Thauk. Thauk, lob pass over the top for Saganovich. Pinned under the basket. Kicks it out. Coming up with it is Tellers. Tellers to Martin. Martin over the basketball. Martin gives it up Saganovich. Saganovich shot no good. Rebound Barkema. Barkema, two players around him. Sheds him with a behind-the-back dribble. Feeds it to the trailer, Franken. Franken's two, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Mount Marty. Mount Marty ahead to Thauk. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Barkema. They're going to charge Barkema with a travel after he got tripped. And Mount Marty will inbound the basketball. Hunter Martin to throw it in. Martin with it in the corner. And we've got to travel back the other way. 32-24 our score. 7:44 left to play in the first half. Dort College by eight. Bringing the basketball up is Henriksen. Henriksen on the left side, Van Langen. Van Langen to Terpstra. Terpstra over the basketball. Terpstra comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen feeds it down low, Van Langen. Van Langen double team, kick out Henriksen. Henriksen, 10 seconds to shoot, now Franken. Franken drives into the traffic, gives it off to Winterfeld. Winterfeld back to Franken. Franken, long three, missed it short, no good. And a foul called on the rebound against Josh Van Langen. That's foul number five on the defenders. And the first foul called against Josh Van Langen this afternoon. Van Langen going after the offensive rebound, unable to reel it in. 32-24, Dort College up 8. O.J. Thock with it, and we've got a player down somewhere along the line. Jalen Hurley involved in a collision. He goes down. He gets back up. Driving in is Martin. Martin shot no good. Rebound deflected out. Picked up by the defenders. Winterfeld. Winterfeld to Henriksen. Henriksen driving in. And Henriksen is going to be called for traveling. Travel violation called against Alec Henriksen. Right down Dort College leading by 8, 32-24. So an 8-point advantage for Dort College. Mount Marty has it in the backcourt. Hunter Martin takes it across the timeline. Martin picks up his dribble. He passes over to Shea Block. Block with it. Block to Martin. Martin at the free throw line. No look pass. Ball's down on the ground. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. 6:29 left to go. First half of play, Denig checks into the ballgame. Checking out is Tellers. O.J. Thock inbounding the basketball for the Lancers. His pass is deflected by O'Donnell, but out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty inbounding. So Thock will now throw it in. Lancers looking, and they get it into Hurley. Hurley to Thock. Seven to shoot. Now five. This is Denning. Out front, Martin. Martin, three. Good. Martin, Hunter Martin with the three-point bucket. Dort College leading 32-27. Pass out front to Franken. Franken down low to Van Langen. Van Langen left side, Terp. Terpstra, three. Good. Alex Terpstra with a three-point basket. 35-27. The two teams exchanging. Exchanging three-pointers and now answering back as a three-point basket by Shea Block. Out front with the basketball is Franken. Franken to O'Donnell. O'Donnell three, no good. Rebound Van Langen. Van Langen with the basketball. Van Langen pass out front, taken away by Thock. Thock with the basketball. Thock loses it. It's down on the ground. And now we have a timeout, charge to Mount Marty to preserve the possession. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout, Mount Marty. Back with more in a moment. Back to action after Mount Marty used the timeout to save the possession. Saganovich, three, no good. Rebound tipped out, controlled by O'Donnell. Here comes Dort College. Andrew O'Donnell into the front court. He's got it on the right wing. Passes over to Franken. Franken, Terpstra. Terpstra, three, good. Alex Terpstra with 6 points. Dort College extends the lead to 11, 38-27. 38-30. Forgot to factor in that three-point basket thrown in by Shea Block. Down to the baseline is Block, and Block is fouled by Terpstra, and Alex picks up his second personal foul. 38-30, Dort College by 8. Alec Henriksen will check into the ballgame. Checking out of the game will be Alex Terpstra. Zane Shoemaker throws the ball in. Gets it into Block. Block to Shoemaker. Used up his dribble. Passes over to Thock. Thock with the basketball in between the circles. Thock, lob pass over the top. Tipped away by O'Donnell. Now taken away by Barkema, and it's stolen back by Mount Marty as they hack away at it. Comes out to Thock. Thock, three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken with the basketball, and Thock is whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number two on him. Thock, a junior from Omaha. And free throws on the way for Dalton Franken. So the free throw on the way for Franken, in and out, no good on the front end of the 1-1. 38-30, Dort College leading by 8. Mount Marty basketball. This is Saganovic. Saganovic to Shoemaker. Shoemaker back to Denig. Denig 3, good. Derek Denig with a three-point basket. Dort College leads 38-33. Alec Henriksen back the other way. And Henriksen with a layup. And we've got a player shaken up on the play. That's Saganovic. Henriksen now with 10 first-half points. And the defender lead is 40-33. And Saganovic shaken up on the play. With 3:48 remaining. First half of action, Dort College 40. Mount Marty 33. Block will check into the game. And it looks like that time it was Saganovic actually got sandwiched. A little friendly fire as bringing the ball up was Henriksen, and then he got run into by a teammate who was trying to come over on the help defense. And we've got a foul on the play called against Dort College on the pick out front. It's going to go on Dalton Franken. Franken whistled for foul number 2. So a 1-1 opportunity coming here for Shea Block. Block, a freshman from Scotland, South Dakota, for the Lancers. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. And another free throw on the way. Saganovic will check back into the game. Checking out will be Trent Wilson. So Shea Block with another free throw coming, trying to cut it down to a 5-point game again. And he does so, 40-35. So Shea Block makes it 40-35, Dort College by 5. O'Donnell passes right side to Henriksen. Henriksen to Winterfeld. Winterfeld down on the block, working against Saganovic. They roll it back into Winterfeld, 15 to shoot. Now Henriksen. Henriksen, a little space to work with. 18-footer missed it, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Mount Marty. Lancers have the basketball. Working it up is Shoemaker. Shoemaker, left side, Saganovic. Saganovic is fouled on the play. They're going to call Winterfeld for a block. Dort College by 5. Saganovic to the free throw line. He will shoot 2 free throws. He has 12 points so far this afternoon. Free throw is up. And the free throw no good on the 1-1. Ball is loose. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College after Andrew O'Donnell tries to save it in. Barkema checks into the ballgame. Winterfeld will check out. So Saganovic misses on the front end of a 1-1. And the Lancers will trigger it in. Lancers. Pass goes left side to Martin. Martin gives it up to Denig. Denig. And a basket on the feed to Block. And Block will go to the free throw line for the 3-point play opportunity. And the Lancers have now scored 4 points in a row, potentially 5, trying to turn what was a 7-point lead at 40-33 into a 2-point Dort College lead at 40-38. Dort College at one point was up 38-27. That seems like a while ago. And the made free throw makes it 40-38 in the 3-point play for the Lancers. 40-38, Dort College up to Barkema. Passes into Feenstra, and Feenstra is going to be called for an offensive foul underneath. Taylor Feenstra whistled for the personal. And that's number 2 on Taylor. Checking into the ball game will be Josh Van Lingen. So Van Lingen checks in. And Block that time, anticipating that Feenster was going to come in for the hard position. And he gave way pretty easily. and got the foul call against Taylor Feenstra. Right side, Saganovich. Saganovich to Martin. Martin for the lead. No on the three. Rebound taken away by Franken off of the miss shot from the left wing. Now Barkema. Barkema off of the bass, off the glass. Good. Chad Barkema with his first 2 points. Dort College leads 42-38. Lancer basketball. Shoemaker. Shoemaker looking for someone to pass to. Goes into the corner to Martin. Martin working against O'Donnell. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Shea Block. Block. Kick out pass out front. Denig. Denig. Three. Good. Derek Denig with six. 42-41. Dort College by a point. 1:54 remaining. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen back over to Franken. Franken puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Van Langen had it momentarily. Ball ends up out of his hands. Here comes Mount Marty. Lancer basketball. This is Shoemaker. Shoemaker to Saganovich. Saganovich guarded by Barkema. Denig, ball fake. He's going to drive in. Kick out block. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Barkema, but a foul on the play called against Barkema. So free throws on the way for Saganovich. Saganovich will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two. I beg your pardon, this will still, yes, it will be a double bonus for Mount Marty. Saganovich, 1 for 2 today from the charity stripe. .42-41 our score. First free throw is no good for Saganovich. Another one on the way. This one's up. Rattles out, no good. But there for the putback attempt is Trent Wilson. And Wilson got fouled. Wilson got the rebound of the missed free throw. So they got Saganovich to miss a couple. Now Josh Van Langen picks up his second personal, trying to defend after the offensive rebound. Wilson's free throw is up and good. He's got another one on the way. 1:22 remaining. Second free throw is up and good. And the Lancers have a 1-point lead, 43-42. Bringing the basketball up will be Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell passes over to Barkema. Barkema to Franken. Franken, Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball, O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up, Van Langen. Van Langen out front, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up, Henriksen. Henriksen three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped, controlled by Barkema. Barkema has it stripped. Coming up with it is Martin. Martin with the basketball. Martin looks it off, shot is up. And a foul on the play. Called against Dort College on the shot attempt. Foul called on O'Donnell. That's number one on O'Donnell. So free throws coming for Shoemaker. Shoemaker, a 71% free throw shooter. 43-42 our score. First free throw is up and good. Another free throw on the way. Mount Marty has turned what was a 38-27 deficit into a 44-42 lead, pending another free throw. That one rattles out, no good, and the defenders in danger of going into the halftime locker room down. Under a minute to go, Dort College trailing 44-42. Franken with the basketball. Franken in the lane, his shot no good. Rebound Saganovich. Saganovich hands it off to Hunter Martin, and Hunter Martin will bring it up with his team up two. 22 seconds on the shot clock, 34 on the game clock, 12-second difference. Mount Marty dribbling out front, taking the clock down to 10. Down to the baseline is Martin. Martin loses the basketball, now picks it back up. Shot on the way, off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped out, and coming away with it is Saganovich. Saganovich down to the baseline, Wilson. Wilson back to Martin. Martin, three. at the buzzer is good, and the Mount Marty Lancers close the first half on a 20-4 run, and the Lancers take a 5-point lead into the locker room at 47-42. 47-42 our score after the 3-point bucket by Martin. Martin now with 9 points, and we get to the locker room 47-42. You're listening to KBCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. First half started well for the North College Defenders. They led much of the first 15 minutes or so of this contest. They were up at 1-point, 38-27, and looked like they were probably going to have a substantial lead going into the locker room. As it is, it ends up Mount Marty outscoring Dort College 20-4 over those final minutes of the first half. And it's 47-42 at halftime. Mount Marty in front by five, getting a 3-point basket by Hunter Martin just before the clock expired. And that's where we stand right now, 47-42, Mount Marty in front. The Dort College defenders for the ballgame, 15 of 29 from the floor, 51.7%, 8 for 14 on threes, 57.1%, 4 for 5 from the free throw line for 80%. For the Lancers, 16 of 30 from the floor, 53.3%, 7 of 14 from the three-point line for 50%, 8 of 11 on free throws, 72.7%. Dort College has out-rebounded Mount Marty 16-14. Dort College has committed 9 turnovers, while Mount Marty has committed 7. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at the individual numbers right after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Individually, here are the numbers for the North College defenders. Alec Henriksen has 10 points. Dalton Franken has 8. Taylor Feenstra and Andrew O'Donnell each have 7. 6 points for Alex Terpstra, 2 for Marcus Winterfeld and Chad Barkema, for their total of 42 points. For the Lancers, 12 points for Patrick Saganovich, 9 for Hunter Martin, 7 for O.J. Thauk, 8 for Shea Block, 4 for Trent Wilson, 6 for Derek Denning, 1 for Zane Shoemaker, for their total of 47 points. Dort College led in rebounding by Josh Van Lingen's 3. 5 other players have 2 each. They are Barkema, Franken, Winterfeld, Henriksen, and O'Donnell. O'Donnell with 1 assist. Henriksen with 2 assists. For the Lancers, they are led in rebounding by 2 players with 3. Saganovich and Thauk each have 3. Derek Denning has 2. 2 assists each for Martin and Thauk. Also 2 for Shoemaker and Block. 47-42, Dort College trailing by 5 at halftime with Mount Marty. Back with a look at the conference scores at halftime right after this. Halftime scores from around the conference. Men's basketball. Morningside leads Briarcliff 39-38. Midland over Hastings 38-27. Northwestern over Dakota Wesleyan 48-40. Mount Marty leads Dort College at halftime 47-42. In women's basketball, Morningside over Briarcliff 94-68. Mount Marty an 85-71 winner over Dort College. Hastings down Midland, 81-76 in overtime. Dakota Wesleyan came from behind to defeat Northwestern, 78-75. And it was Doan over the College of St. Mary, 83-76 in overtime. One more break, second half action right after this. Mount Marty with the basketball as we start the second half of play. And we've got a travel violation called against the Mount Marty Lancers and Drew Chesky. And Dort College will get the basketball back. So Dort College forces a turnover on Mount Marty's first possession of the second half. Dort College has to get it going. They trail by 5 here, 47-42. They did not end the first half well. Pass goes to Feenstra. Feenstra on the block, comes over to Henriksen. Henriksen to O'Donnell. It's a long game, obviously, but the momentum definitely not in Dort College's favor. Shot by Feenstra underneath the basket. No good. Rebound cleared by Saganovich. Saganovich to Thauk. Thauk gets it back over to Saganovich. Saganovich on the left wing. Saganovich gives it off to Thauk. Thauk to Martin. Martin, 15-footer, no good. Rebound Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen on the left side. Comes over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell against Saganovich. Shot off of the rim, no good. Gets his own rebound back. Kicks it out Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball, and Henriksen goes up, tries to dribble, and gets called for traveling. So a travel violation called on the defenders. Ord College, a couple of shots underneath the basket that they can't get to go, and here come the Lancers. Hunter Martin across the timeline. Martin passes to Siganovich. Siganovich on the left side. Siganovich to Thok. Thok gives it up to Chesky. Back outside. Shot no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Thok. O.J. Thok with 9 points, and the defenders trail 49-42. 18:25 remaining. Pass goes left side over to Franken. Franken into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell off balance. His shot no good. And the rebound taken away by Siganovich. Pass deflected. On the outlet pass, and it's deflected out by O'Donnell. And here comes Mount Marty. They'll be inbounding the basketball. Ball is inbounded. Hunter Martin takes it across half court. Martin with it. Picks up his dribble. Passes to Siganovich. Siganovich into the lane. Siganovich back over to Martin. Martin gets around Franken. Dumps it off. Trying to throw down the dunk. And throwing down the dunk, unable to do so, was Drew Chesky. Chesky trying to hammer it home. And the ball kicks off of the heel of the rim. Bounces straight into the air. And hits the shot clock above the backboard. With the basketball is Henriksen. Henriksen passes high post. Franken. Dort College still looking for their first field goal of the second half. Dort College trailing 49-42 after the missed free throw, the missed jumper by Franken. And the run continues here by Mount Marty. Drew Chesky with a 3-point play opportunity. And the Lancers lead 51-42. Foul is charged to the Dort College defenders and Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for his third personal foul. Dort College down 9, 51-42. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Chesky with three. 52-42. This one turned around and turned around quickly on the defenders. They've been outscored 25-4. Pass goes into Van Langen, and Van Langen is fouled on the play. Josh Van Langen will go to the free throw line. He will shoot two free throws. Van Langen, not a great free throw shooter this season, making 48% of his free throw attempts. So Van Langen will shoot two. Let's see if he can get on track here and get Dort College their first point of the second half. Free throw is up, and the free throw is off the side of the rim. No good. Another free throw on the way for Van Langen. So another free throw on the way, and this one's up and good. So Van Langen makes one of two. And the Dort College defenders trail 52-43. Thok with the basketball. Thok will drive in. His pull-up from 12 missed everything. No good. Rebound taken away by Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball into the front court. Henriksen stops on the right side, gives it up to Franken. Franken takes it into the lane, and he is fouled on the play by Drew Chesky. And the Dort College defenders trailing 52-43. Foul on Chesky as his third. Block checks in, as does Shoemaker. 52-43, Dort College down nine. Pass goes into O'Donnell. O'Donnell, top of the key, Franken. Franken left side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld misses the three, no good. Rebound taken away by Siganovich. Siganovich up the floor to Thok. Thok with it on the wing. Thok gives it up to Shoemaker. Shoemaker right side. This is Block. Back outside, three on the way, missed it, no good. Shoemaker, here comes Dort College, down nine. Into the front court, Henriksen trying to hand it off to Van Langen. Ball deflects around. Van Langen comes up with it, and Thok is called for a foul. O.J. Thok whistled for his third personal foul. Dort College down nine. Van Langen to the free throw line to shoot two. 52-43. First free throw by Van Langen is no good. Another free throw on the way for Van Langen. So Van Langen to shoot a second free throw. This one's up, and that one rattles out no good. Van Langen right now 1-for-4 from the free throw line. Dort College has gotten good shots here in this half, just haven't gotten them to go. Had 3 shots in the lane, and now they're 1-for-4 on free throws. And the illegal screen called out front. That's going to go on Block, I believe. Shea Block whistled for the personal. That's number 2 on Shea Block. Franken will check out of the ballgame. On the floor for the defenders right now, O'Donnell, Winterfeld, Terpstra, Van Langen, and Henriksen. Saganovic on the floor for the Marty Lancers, along with Shoemaker, Block, Tellers. This is O'Donnell. O'Donnell in traffic. Missed it. Long 3 on the way by Henriksen. Short, no good. Rebound Saganovic. Saganovic will bring it up the floor himself. He takes it across half court. Pass comes out front to Martin. Martin with the basketball. Martin lost it. It's picked up by Terpstra. Terpstra does not have the numbers. He's going to pull up. Puts up a 3. Missed it. No good. But there for the rebound and the putback. The Mount Marty Lancers call a timeout. Dort College got a tap in. And the Dort College defenders force Mount Marty to use a timeout. Back with more in a moment. Dort College has cut the lead down to 7, 52-45. Lancers called the timeout. Dort College has the defensive set now. With the basketball is Martin. Hunter Martin looking for a ball screen. He's going to drive in with the right hand. His shot off balance is good. Hunter Martin with 11. Dort College trails 54-45. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen on the left wing. Picks up his dribble. Gives it away to Winterfeld. Winterfeld to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell driving in, and he is fouled from behind on by Saganovic. Saganovic whistled for his second personal foul. Free throws on the way for Andrew O'Donnell. He's got 7 points. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. They're on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955. Second free throw is up and good for O'Donnell, so O'Donnell makes them both. It's 54-47. O'Donnell with 9 points. And the defenders trail by 7, need to string some stops together. 5 minutes gone here in the second half. Right side pass, block into traffic, nothing there. Dumps it back over to Hurley. Hurley's shot no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell reverses it. Terpstra. And Terpstra was on the out-of-bounds line as he caught the ball in the corner. Backed up just a little bit too far. Gets called for being on the sideline out of bounds. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Mount Marty basketball. This is Shoemaker. Shoemaker near midcourt. And now Shoemaker will set the offense. Comes back left side over to Martin. Martin. And we've got a reach in called on Terpstra. Terpstra whistled for the personal, his third. 14:28 remaining. And the pass goes out front to Shoemaker. Shoemaker with the basketball. Shoemaker passes to Denning. Denning into the corner. Comes back over to Shoemaker. Shoemaker on the right side. Shoemaker picks up his dribble. Pass goes left side to Hurley. Hurley to Shoemaker. He'll launch a 3, no good. Rebound Van Langen. Van Langen outlets over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball into the corner. Terpstra. Terpstra 3, good. Alex Terpstra with a 3-point basket. He's got 9, and the defenders trail by 4, 54-50. 54-50 our score. Pass out front. They go to Block. Block to Hurley. Hurley to Martin. Martin passes it off. Down to the baseline. Cut off is Shoemaker. 8 to shoot. Now 7. Block. block of the basketball. Ball fake, gets around Van Langen. Shot no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Hurley. Jalen Hurley with a two-point basket. It's 56-50. He came through, got the loose basketball. Winterfeld driving in. Winterfeld shot no good, gets his own rebound back, puts it up off of the glass, no good. But a foul on the play called against Mount Marty, and that's going to go on Hurley. Jalen Hurley whistled for his second personal foul. 56-50, our score. Marcus Winterfeld to the free throw line. Marcus with 4 points so far today. 13-12 remaining. Free throw for Winterfeld is up and good. Winterfeld with 5 points. A second free throw on the way for Winterfeld. So a second free throw on the way for Winterfeld. Trying to make it a four-point ball game. And this one is up and good. Winterfeld makes them both, and the Dort College defenders call a timeout. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders trailing 56-52. They use the timeout. Dort College in a pressuring defense now, 1-2-2 zone. They get it over to Thauk. Thauk on the sideline. Thauk passes it off to Shoemaker. Shoemaker with it out front. Shoemaker passes back over to Thauk. Thauk to Saganovich. Saganovich with it. Saganovich, seven to shoot. Denning to Saganovich. His shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Winterfeld tries to pass it up the floor, intended for Henriksen. And the ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Mount Marty. Dort College will maintain possession of the basketball after the tap out by Mount Marty. And tapped it off the sideline. Dort College basketball. Henriksen. Henriksen gives it up to Winterfeld. Winterfeld to Terpstra. They jam him on the ball screen. Comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen. Dort College down four. Barkema down to the baseline. Pinned underneath the basket. Tried to pass it out, and there was no room. Pass taken away by Shoemaker. Shoemaker. Saganovich. Saganovich. Denning. Denning. Three. No good. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the ball. Winterfeld into the front court. And Saganovich stabbing at it. And Saganovich thought it was touched by Dort College last. Some might argue that he could have been called for a foul. Instead, Dort College maintains possession of it. Right side pass goes to Barkema. Dort College down 4, 56-52. Lob passed over the top to Winterfeld. Winterfeld basket good. Marcus Winterfeld with 8 points. And the Dort College defenders within 56-54 after trailing by as many as 10. Saganovich passes left side. Three, missed it, no good. Rebound Saganovich off of the basket, no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College after the missed shot. It goes to Henriksen. Henriksen driving in, his shot with the right hand from the left side, not good. And a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Barkema able to tie up Drew Chesky on the play. So Dort College inbounding the basketball. This will be O'Donnell throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. O'Donnell trigger it in. Dort College down two, 56-54. Winterfeld into the corner. Henriksen for the lead. No. Rebound cleared by Shoemaker. Shoemaker into the front court. Shoemaker turns on the Jets. Now retreats back to the perimeter. Comes back out front. Hurley. Hurley to Chesky. Chesky fires it off to Shoemaker. Shoemaker with it on the block. Shoemaker with the basketball. Dort College has gone to a zone, it appears. Pass goes into Chesky. Chesky is fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. That'll be his second three-point play opportunity of this second half. He's got 5 points pending the free throw. 58-54. Mount Marty up four pending a free throw. Free throw is up, and Chesky misses the free throw. Dorkelvich trails by four, 58-54. Pass right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell high post, Barkema. Barkema double teamed. They look for out of the double team, get it to Henriksen. Now O'Donnell. O'Donnell three, good. Andrew O'Donnell with three threes today. 12 points for the ball game. Dorkelvich trails by a point, 58-57. They go to Hurley at the free throw line. Comes back to Shoemaker. Shoemaker down to the block. Nothing there for Shoemaker, the 5'9 reserve guard. They go underneath to Hurley, and Hurley is fouled from behind by Barkema. Chad whistled for the personal foul. The freshman from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, whistled for his fourth personal foul. So four fouls on Barkema. Hurley will go to the free throw line. First one is up and through. Barkema checks out. Franken will check in. First free throw for Hurley was good. He's got another one coming. Dorkelvich down two, 59-57. And that one rattles out no good. Rebound cleared out by Winterfeld. Dorkelvich down 59-57. This is as close as Dorkelvich has been. Pass goes into the corner. Terp for the lead. Corner three. Missed it. No good. Hits every part of the back end of the rim and won't fall through. Here comes Mount Marty midway through the second half. Mount Marty 59, Dorkelvich 57. And a foul called away from the ball. That's going to go on Dorkelvich's Marcus Winterfeld. Winterfeld whistled for his second foul. Not into the bonus yet. Dorkelvich still with one foul to give before Mount Marty gets to the bonus situation. 59-57 our score. Shoemaker inbounding. And a 5 seconds call on Shoemaker. Shoemaker, the freshman from Del Rapids, unable to find a teammate to throw the ball in. So Dorkelvich has it after the turnover. And here come the defenders. Dorkelvich still trailing by two. Terpstra, right side, Henriksen for the lead. Nope, too strong. Rebound tipped and controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers have the basketball. This is Shoemaker. Shoemaker with it right side. This is Hurley. Hurley unable to keep the ball. Ended up being a two-on-one as Dorkelvich gambled for the steal. Shoemaker drops it off for Chesky. Chesky with seven. And the Dorkelvich defenders trail by four again, 61-57. Answering is a three from Alex Terpstra. Terpstra buries another three, his fourth of the ballgame. Dorkelvich back to within one, 61-60, as Terpstra knocks it down from the left wing. Driving in is Hurley. Hurley comes back out front. This is Shoemaker. Shoemaker to Hurley. Hurley in traffic, misses badly. Rebound taken away by Henriksen, and Dorkelvich can take the lead with a two. Henriksen, left side, Winterfeld, three, off the rim, back iron, rebound deflected out, and coming up with it is Mount Marty. Dorkelvich has had several threes that have looked good out of the hand, but just a little bit too strong or just a little bit short. They've all been dead on line. This is Martin. Martin with the basketball. Martin gives it up, Shoemaker, left wing well beyond the three-point line. Now Martin. Martin guarded there by Terpstra. They force him left. He shoots it with the right hand, gets it to go, and he's fouled. Did a lot of things right on that one, but somehow Shoemaker with the floater going to his left, shoots it with the right hand. He has 13 off of the bench, averaging 6.4 points for the game. And the Dorkelvich defenders trail 63-60 with a free throw on the way for Shoemaker. I beg your pardon, for Martin. Martin with 13. Dorkelvich is going to try to cut. It'll be a four-point ball game if he makes the free throw, and he does. It's 64-60. The three-point play for Martin. Martin with 5 points in the second half. 8:23 and counting, ball game. 64-60, Dorkelvich down. Pass comes out front, Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball, Franken. 17-footer, good. Franken, from the right elbow, knocks down a three, a two, and the defenders trail 64-62. 64-62, timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. They use their second timeout. This will be a full-length timeout. Back with more in a moment. 64-62, our score. Mount Marty in front by two. 8:12 remaining in regulation. Lancers bring the ball up. This is Shoemaker. Shoemaker at the top of the key. Shoemaker actually averaging 9 points per ball game off of the bench, but has not got on track offensively here this afternoon. Pass comes right side. They go to Thawk. Thawk gives it up to Block. Block fading away from 15. It's good. Shea Block with 10. And the Dort College defenders trail 66-62. Pass left side, Franken. Franken, right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three, missed it short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Mount Marty. Lancers have a four-point lead and the basketball right now. Shoemaker out front with the ball. Shoemaker passes left side, Tellers. They feed it inside. Shot is off of the glass, no good for Block, but a foul on the play called on Dort College. Foul goes on Barkema. I'm not sure who they called that foul on. Oh, Barkema. He is out there. I didn't see him. So Barkema fouls out of the ballgame with 7:18 remaining. And he will be relegated to the sideline. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Shea Block makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Second free throw by Block is up, and that one rattles out, no good. It's a five-point ball game, 67-62. Dort College has trailed the entire second half. They've gotten within one on a couple different occasions, unable to take the lead. Franken, step back from 15, now takes it hard to the hoop on the step through. O.J. Thawk gets called for the foul. That's number four on Thawk, and free throws on the way. Fort Ord College's Dalton Franken. Franken with 10. He'll shoot two. So free throws on the way for Franken, trying to cut into the lead. It's a five-point ball game. Now four as he makes the first one. Franken is a 79% free throw shooter. First one is good. He's got another one coming. 7:05 remaining in regulation. Second free throw is up and good. So Franken makes them both. He's got 12. And the defenders are within three, 67-64. It's been an uphill climb for the defenders since that poor finish to the first half. Out front with the basketball, Mount Marty. They pass it left side, Saganovich. Saganovich hits the three. Patrick Saganovich with 15, and the Lancers lead at 70-64. Left side with it is Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it up Franken. Franken on the left elbow. Franken tries to shovel it off. Ball's loose. And it's still down on the floor and picked up by Mount Marty. Saganovich picks it up, calls a timeout. And the Lancers call for a timeout with 6.5 minutes remaining in regulation. It's 70-64. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Lancers. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Mount Marty has the basketball after the timeout. 6:25 remaining. Dort College down six. Saganovich hit a three on the last possession. Shoemaker has it out front. He's going to drive in against Terpstra. And he slips as he tries to come to a stop and gets called for traveling. To 64, Dort College trailing by six. The defenders get the basketball after the turnover. Trying to drive in was Shoemaker. And Shoemaker ended up slipping and traveling as he came to a stop underneath the basket. Alec Henriksen with the basketball out front. He goes right side over to Terpstra. Terpstra gives it up to O'Donnell. O'Donnell out front. Three-pointer, Henriksen, good. First basket of the second half for Henriksen, cuts the lead in half, 70-67. Saganovic with the basketball. Saganovic driving right side, working against Franken. Pass back over to Shoemaker. Shoemaker to Martin. Martin's shot no good, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. 5:32 remaining in regulation. Dort College trailing 70-67 with a basketball. Dort College had the lead down to one at 58-57. It was one again at 61-60. It was as many as six recently at 70-64. And it's currently 70-67. Dort College down three. O'Donnell with the basketball right side. O'Donnell picks it up, passes left side over to Franken. Franken to Henriksen. Henriksen guarded by Teller. Comes back right side. O'Donnell. O'Donnell driving in, and we've got a hand check called on the Lancers, and a one-and-one opportunity coming here for O'Donnell after the foul called on Shoemaker. O'Donnell will shoot a one and the bonus, hopefully, if you're a Dort College fan. Trying to trim it down to a one-point ball game with a pair of makes here. O'Donnell, front end of the one-and-one as he was fouled, taking it into the lane, missed the front end of the one-and-one, rebound cleared by Mount Marty. Lancers have it. This is Shoemaker. 5 minutes remaining. You still got time, and it is far from an insurmountable lead, just a three-point difference. One possession at this point. Thock, they lob it down low for Block. Block working against Winterfeld. His shot is in and out, no good. Rebound, Winterfeld. Winterfeld outlets over to Frank, and here comes Dort College in transition. And they throw the ball away, intended for Terpstra on the long pass. So the turnover gives the basketball back to the Lancers. Lancer basketball. This is Shoemaker. Shoemaker right side. Shoemaker picks up his dribble, goes to Saganovic. Saganovic back out front. They go to Thock. Thock has the dribble, instead decides to pass. This is Shoemaker. Shoemaker, three-pointer over high hands, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. 4:19 remaining. Here's Terpstra. They're going to wave it off and say he traveled with it. Terpstra buries the three from the left wing, but gets called for a travel as he took an extra step, it appeared. And here comes Mount Marty. Mount Marty down up three, 70-67. So you wave off the tying basket. Mount Marty a chance to extend the lead. They give it in to Block. Block gives it up. Teller, shot no good. Rebound cleared by O'Donnell. Here comes Dort College again. Dort College has had a couple chances to make it a one-point or tie the 1 point difference or tie the game. With the basketball left side is Terpstra. Henriksen, three, missed it, no good. Tap by Winterfeld, no good. And now a foul called over the top. That's going to go on Saganovic. Saganovic whistled for the personal foul. And for Saganovic, that's number three on him. Winterfeld will go to the free throw line to shoot a one and one. Next foul will be the double bonus. This is the one and one. That's foul number nine on the Lancers. So the one and one on the way for Winterfeld. This one's up and good. So Marcus makes the first one. He's got another one coming. 9 points for Winterfeld. And the Dort College defenders trying to make it a one-point game again after they had it down to one at 61-60. This one's up and good as well. So Winterfeld makes them both. Dort College back to within one, 70-69. Back with more after this. Timeout, Dort College. Back with more in a moment. 3:41 left to go in this contest. That's left in regulation, and the Dort College defenders trail 70-69. Mount Marty will bring the basketball up. This is Shoemaker. Shoemaker takes it across half court. Shoemaker at the top of the key. Passes off to Thok. Thok on the right wing. Thok stops at the free throw line. Back to Saganovic. Saganovic, they're looking for the cutter. Instead, they go back to Saganovic at the top of the key. He passes right side. Tellers. Tellers over the basketball. 6 seconds remaining. Tellers over high hands. Misses it. No good. Missed the rim. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Dort College can take the lead with a two. They trail 70-69. Thok taps it away. And Mount Marty comes away with the steal. 3 minutes remaining. Out front with the basketball is Shoemaker. Shoemaker, right side block. Block on the wing. Back to Tellers. Tellers guarded there by Henriksen. They feed it down low. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound cleared by Winterfeld after the missed shot by Block. 2:40 left to go. Pass to Franken. Franken off the glass. Good. Dort College takes the lead. Dalton Franken with 2:31 left to go in the contest gives Dort College a 71-70 lead with a drive on the right side of the lane, and he got the floater to kiss off of the glass. Mount Marty with the basketball back. Tellers to Saganovic. Saganovic with the two. And Dort College trails 72-71. Mount Marty wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Lancers. They've used five now. They have one remaining. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 2:15 remaining. Dort College trailing 72-71. After the two-point basket by the Lancers. Pass goes back over to Franken. Franken in traffic. Shot no good. A lot of contact. No call made. Henriksen with it at the top of the key. Puts it on the deck. Goes over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld splits the defense. Terp, top of the key. Three. Bang, bang, bang. 74-72. Dort College drops in the bomb from the top of the key by Alex Terpstra. The extra shooting work for Terp paying off in recent games. Driving in is Block. Block, layup good. Block with a two. And the Dort College defenders were tied 74-74. 1:30 remaining. Driving in is Henriksen. Henriksen stripped on the way up. Here comes Thok. Thok with the basketball. 1:20 remaining. Thok. Mount Marty has the basketball tied up 74-74. On the left side, driving is Shoemaker. Shoemaker back out front to Thok. Thok with the basketball, Denning. Denning will drive in. Denning, middle of the lane, throws it over to Thok. Thok comes up with it. Thok driving in, wild shot, gets it to go. 11 points for Thok, and the Dort College defenders trail by two, 76-74. O'Donnell fouled on the way to the hoop. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Andrew O'Donnell takes it hard to the rack. The foul is called on Zane Shoemaker, and Andrew O'Donnell will go to the free throw line trying to complete the three-point play. 52.6 seconds remaining. O'Donnell with an opportunity to give Dort College a one-point lead. They led by two moments ago after the Terpstra three-point basket. Now O'Donnell trying to give Dort College a lead, and they do. O'Donnell gives Dort College the lead, 77-76. Now you want one stop if you're Dort College. Mount Marty into the front court. Coming back the other way, Saganovic. Saganovic with a slam dunk, and Mount Marty leads it 78-77 with 43.1 seconds remaining, and that was way too easy. Timeout on the floor, charge to Mount Marty. They've used their final timeout with under a minute to go. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back and forth we continue to go. Dort College trailing by one with the basketball. Still some time left, but beginning to dwindle. Dort College led briefly on a three-point play by Andrew O'Donnell. Saganovic answered right back less than 10 seconds later with a slam dunk to give Mount Marty the lead at 78-77, and Coach Andrew Baker calls a timeout for the Lancers. That's his final timeout, so Mount Marty will have to play the rest of the way without a chance to set things up if Dort College were to score here. Mount Marty will show full court pressure defense. Winterfeld gets the ball inbounded to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell with the ball. O'Donnell comes back to Franken. Franken with it on the right elbow. 30 seconds to go. Franken short arms it. Shot no good. There for the rebound. Winterfeld tap out no good. Rebound left side to Terpstra. Terpstra, Franken. Franken shot no good, but a foul on the play called on block with 21.2 seconds remaining. Two free throws on the way for Dalton Franken. Foul goes on block. That is his third. Checking into the ballgame for Mount Marty will be Drew Chesky after the free throws by Franken. Franken's first one is up and straight through. This one's going to go down to the wire. We expected that with the way the second half began, and then Dort College started to chip away, and neither team was able to put together much of a run. Franken shooting for the lead now with 21.2 seconds remaining, and he buries it. Franken makes both free throws. Dort College leads 79-78. Now you need a stop. 18 seconds left. No timeouts for Mount Marty. Hot front with the basketball. With it on the left wing. They feed it underneath Chesky. Chesky's shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Chesky will go to the free throw line with 10 seconds remaining, and he will shoot two free throws. So Chesky will shoot two. He was fouled underneath the basket. Foul is charged to Dort College's Marcus Winterfeld. Winterfeld commits the foul, doesn't allow Chesky to get the ball above his waist. Chesky's free throw is up and good. He can give Mount Marty a lead here. And we've got a timeout charged to Dort College. They have two remaining with 10 seconds left. Obviously, the first order of business will be to rebound a potential missed free throw. If it's not missed, you're playing down one. You've got 10 seconds to work with and two timeouts as you bring it up the floor. The Dort College coaching staff conferring. We'll see what they do out of the timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. This one going down to the wire. 79-79 our score. When we resume play, Chesky will be shooting a free throw. Unofficially, Dort College led by Dalton Franken's 16 points, 15 each for Alex Terpstra and Andrew O'Donnell. 13 for Alec Henriksen and 10 for Marcus Winterfeld. Dort College has had to go without their posts much of the second half just because of matchups. And Barkema fouled out of the ballgame with 7:18 remaining. Dort College basically going without Feenstra and Van Langen here most of the second half. Just trying to put a little quicker lineup on the floor. And with 10 seconds remaining, Mount Marty's Drew Chesky, a sophomore from Ellsworth, Minnesota, will try to give his team a one-point lead. Chesky's right-handed free throw is in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. 8 seconds left. He hands it off to Henriksen. Henriksen up the floor. We're tied 79-all. Henriksen off of the glass. Good! 2.2 seconds left. Henriksen on the drive. Into the front court. Three on the way is up. No good. And that's the end of the ball game. A three-point attempt from just inside the half-court stripe was off the mark by Shoemaker, and the Dort College defenders survive and get their first win of the conference season, 81-79. 81-79, Dort College getting the bucket from Alec Henriksen. Henriksen simply took it hard to the hoop after the Chesky miss of the free throw. And the Dort College defenders get the win, 81-79. 81-79, the basket by Henriksen with 2.2 seconds remaining. They got the outlet pass to Shoemaker. Shoemaker got a pretty good look at about a 35-footer And that was off the mark, and the defenders survive it, 81-79. If Shoemaker's three goes, it would have been good. It was well before the buzzer. 81-79, Dort College wins. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. The Wireless World postgame wrap in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College wins by a final of 81-79. This one was anything but easy. Dort College trailed by 5 at halftime, 47-42. Got down by as many as 10 at 52-42. Cut the lead down to 56-54. Got within 1 at 58-57 and were down 61-60. And you started to wonder if they were going to get turned away every time they cut it down to 1. The defenders eventually tied it, 74-all, I beg your pardon, took the lead, 74-72. I believe that was an Alex Terpstra three-point basket. And then it was tied at 74. Lead went back and forth as Mount Marty led 76-74. Dort College answered with a three, 77-76. Mount Marty led 78-77. You get the picture, back and forth. The team swapped buckets. Dort College forced to commit a foul underneath the basket. Drew Chesky got free for a point-blank shot attempt, but he was fouled. Didn't make the shot. Made one of two free throws, and after the miss, Dort College went the length of the court, and Alec Henriksen hit a runner for his 14th and 15th points of the game, and the Dort College defenders win at 81-79. As Zane Shoemaker's three-pointer from just inside half court, got a pretty good look at it, sent it up, and he ends up offline, and the Dort College defenders win 81-79. The defenders 26 of 59 from the floor for 44%, 13 of 28 from the three-point line, 46%, 16 of 21 from the free throw line, 76%. For the Lancers, they were 29 of 62 from the floor, 46.8%, 8 for 22 on threes, 36.4%, 13 of 20 on free throws, 65%. Dort College had a 45-29 rebounding advantage. Dort College committed 17 turnovers. Mount Marty committed 11. 9 steals for the Lancers, 3 steals for the defenders. Individually, Dort College was led by Dalton Frank in 16 points. 15 points each for Andrew O'Donnell, Alec Henriksen, and Alex Terpstra. 10 points for Marcus Winterfeld, 7 for Taylor Feenstra, 2 for Chad Barkema, 1 for Josh Van Langen, for Dort College's total of 81. For the Lancers, 19 for Patrick Saganovich, 14 for Hunter Martin, 11 each for Shea Block and O.J. Thock, 10 for Drew Chesky, 6 for Derek Denning, 1 for Zane Shoemaker, 3 for Jalen Hurley, 4 for Trent Wilson. Rebounds, Marcus Winterfeld had a double-double. He ends up with 13 rebounds to go along with 10 points. Andrew O'Donnell with 8 rebounds. Alec Henriksen with 6, 4 for Dalton Franken, 4 for Josh Van Langen, and 2 each for Chad Barkema and Alex Terpstra. Patrick Saganovich had 9 rebounds to lead Mount Marty, 3 for Hunter Martin, 4 for O.J. Thock. 3 assists for O.J. Thock, 4 for Zane Shoemaker for the Lancers. For Dort College, 4 assists each for Henriksen and Winterfeld, and 3 assists for Josh Van Langen, 2 for Andrew O'Donnell. 2 steals for Chad Barkema and the Dort College victory here this afternoon. The Dort College defenders improved their record in the conference to 1-7, 10-10 overall with 10 games to go. Mount Marty falls to 0-8 and 4-13. We'll get to the GPAC scores in a little bit. But first, let's visit with Coach Ross Dalma, Dort College men's basketball coach. And Coach Dalma, your team stayed the course. It felt like you might get turned away every time you got close, but made some big shots, made some plays at the end, and survived and broke through for your first win of the conference season here this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Nothing easy about it. I thought the first 10 minutes of the game we played well, and then there was a lull, especially the last 4 minutes of the first half where we surrendered a lot of easy baskets, some in transition, and really made things difficult for us. And the second half was just an uphill fight all the way. Talked in a couple of timeouts there at the end. It was an opportunity for us to do some things at the end of the game where we would prove to ourselves that we could find a way to win. And the guys, the last, I think, 3 minutes, 41 seconds, made several plays, executed well, and put ourselves in a position to be successful there. And we talked that winning isn't about luck, and it doesn't, you know, just happen. There has to be a lot of execution along the way, and I thought the last 3 minutes, 40 seconds, whatever it was, that we executed well.
Take us through that final play where the Mount Marty was shooting free throws. They made the first one. You call the timeout. What do you talk about in the timeout at that point?
Well, what we wanted to do is get the ball to Alec. Alec, when he has a full head of steam, does some good things going to the basket, put two shooters to his left, Terp, who shot the ball well today, and Dalton, who had a really nice second half for us. Marcus was going to set the ball screen, and we're going to play off that and just let Alec make a play. And, you know, the key was getting the defensive rebound off the missed free throw, which is something that we didn't do in the first half, where that really haunted us. But we got the rebound, and the guys executed very well. Alec just made a very nice play attacking the basket.
Probably like to do some things differently after that inbounds pass. I saw the coaching staff, 2.2 seconds left. The temptation is to think as a player, the game's over. 2.2 seconds, that's a lot of time for things to happen.
It is. Yeah, it is, and they got the ball pretty deep. Got a shot around the midcourt area. Still a low percentage shot, but we could have done a better job maybe of pushing the ball back a little bit, make it a little bit more difficult.
Had to go to a smaller lineup in the second half. Part of it foul trouble, part of it out of necessity. You needed a little more quickness on the floor in the second half.
Yeah, we did. You know, Josh and Tay, this is our fifth game in 8 days, and big guys, you know, they wear down a little bit quicker than the perimeter guards do, and those guys, it's been a chore, especially back-to-back days, and they fought, and they gave us what they got, but it just was a little more advantageous for us to be just a little bit quicker, especially with the fact that these weren't necessarily traditional posts. They would come up, set some ball screens, some dribble handoffs, and so they would have to work in space, and it was just a little bit better play having Marcus play the five.
Better defensive effort in the second half, limited to Mount Marty to right around 40% shooting from the floor. That's a lot better than it was in the second half.
Yeah. The first half, it was awful high, their shooting percentage, but we did do a good job in the second half. And, you know, there wasn't really anything to say at halftime other than just challenge them to play a little bit harder. And Mount Marty played the last 4 minutes of the first half like they wanted to win a little bit more, and thought our guys responded in the second half. It's not as if we came out in the second half and chopped that lead down right away. We missed a lot of shots that really could have deflated us mentally and emotionally. I thought we handled it well. And then we just kept chipping away bit by bit. You know, some things that just maybe didn't go our way. You know, Terp hits the three-pointer to tie it up, and they called him for a travel. That could have been something that took the wind out of our sails, but we just didn't allow that to happen. So would have liked to have maybe played a little bit better and stretched that lead out in the first half. But the end of the game did provide a lot of different scenarios for us to maybe grow up a little bit, show ourselves some things, and maybe use it as a little bit of a springboard going forward.
Before we wrap it up, talk a little bit about Alex Terpstra and the fact that early in the season he probably wasn't shooting it the way he wanted to. I've noticed him in the gym a lot before and after practice, putting in the extra time, and that seems to have been paying off here in the last 4 or 5 games.
Right, so going back to what we talked about, Mike, execution and success aren't accidents. You have to earn your right to be good, and he has put in a lot of time. I think he's come back last semester and just kind of said, hey, this is it. You're going to cut loose, play free, and look for opportunities, and just did a very good job. You know, 5 of 7 from the field, three-point range again, and it's great to see him finishing out the beginning of his, you know, final stretch of his senior year well. Very, very happy for him.
Coach, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dalma talking about today's win for the Dort College Defenders. Here are the scores from around the conference in men's basketball. Briarcliff over Morningside, 98-85. Midland over Hastings, 77-69. Northwestern over Dakota Wesleyan, 103-88. Dort College upends Mount Marty, 81-79. Here's how the standings look at this point. Northwestern is 8-1. They're one game clear of Dakota Wesleyan and Midland, both 6-2. Briar Cliff is 5-3. Morningside and Hastings are 4-4. Concordia is 4-5. Doan is 3-5. Dort College is 1-7. Mount Marty is 0-8 in men's basketball. So we get a split between Dort College and Mount Marty today. Mount Marty women defeat Dort College 85-71. Dort College men get a win over Mount Marty 81-79 here this afternoon. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.